This is KCUR. In the heart of Westport, you can't miss the little parking lot. It contains about 70 spaces at the corner of Westport Road and Mill Street, right in front of Buzzard Beach, the Westport Saloon, and Ernie Biggs' dueling piano bar. Earlier this month, the lot's owner announced plans to build two buildings for three restaurants there. And as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, there's more than just parking at stake.
When lot owner Doug Weltner announced he planned to build chain restaurants Qdoba, Pickleman's, and Insomnia Cookies in the middle of Westport, lots of folks freaked out online. Within a few days, more than 4,000 people had signed a change.org petition asking for the Kansas City, Missouri Planning Commission to block the development, which is unlikely. I'll get to that in a minute, but first, some recent history.
I think one of the challenges for Westport is that people often remember it from the last time they were here.
That's John Engelman, executive director of the Westport Regional Business League. I stopped by his office on Pennsylvania Avenue to ask him a few questions about Westport's past, present, and future.
I can't tell you how often it is that I talk to someone and I mention a great French restaurant like Westport Cafe, and because the last time they were here was 2003 or a bachelor party in 1998 or... I think that there's you're always kind of fighting that perception from the past.
Engelman's pretty blunt when it comes to Westport's reputation prior to the incorporation of the Community Improvement District in 2004. There were a lot of bars, not a lot of nice restaurants, and the crowd could get pretty rough if you stayed too late. But in the last decade, Westport's cleaned up its act. Crime's down, revenue's up, people aren't just coming to Westport to drink now.
Try and find a table in a lot of places at 12 noon, and I think you'll see just how busy it is. I don't think people are aware of that.
Beer Kitchen of Westport, how may I help you?
Hi, I was just trying to figure out how long your wait was for lunch.
At the moment, it's about 30 to 35.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
I called a half dozen Westport restaurants during the lunch rush. A few had open tables, but most told me the same thing as Beer Kitchen. They were swamped. If I wanted a table, I'd have to wait, and I'd also have to find a parking spot. Again, Engelman.
We recognize that Westport is booming. We recognize that with that boom come some challenges. We are addressing the parking challenge, which has come up as a part of this.
All right, so it's about 5:30 on a Wednesday. I'm going to go to Westport for an after work drink, and I'm waiting to turn left at Westport Road and Broadway, and I'm going to see how long it takes me to find a parking spot. All right, so this is new. I was here earlier today and there wasn't any signage up, and now it says that this lot is closing. I don't end up parking at Westport Road and Mill Street. The lot's already full. I turn around and park on Pennsylvania Street, then get out and walk. I'm here to have a beer with this guy.
My name's Kyle Kelly, co-owner of Kelly's Westport Inn. Our business has been here 67 years. My dad started here in 1947.
Today the bar is quiet. After all, it's a blustery Wednesday in February. But a month from now, St. Patrick's Day, this place will be packed.
It's a 20-hour day, but it's really fun. Adrenaline gets you through.
Will having the lot closed over there affect kind of how you guys prepare for St. Pat's this year?
Not at all.
Kelly says there's still plenty of parking in Westport, like around the corner from his bar in the Mill Street garage. But when I ask what he thinks about the planned development, he shrugs. It's not what he and a lot of the other neighbors wanted, but it's within code.
Everybody in Westport's got a different chief that runs the property. And that flows down to the tenant choices.
The developer, Weltner, declined to comment for this story. He's owned the lot for more than a decade, and it's zoned for commercial development. Kelly says the surrounding merchants have always known construction was a possibility, and they've talked in the past about banding together and buying the lot from Weltner. But the discussion never went very far. I wanted to get an outsider's perspective, so I called Daniel Serta with local consulting firm Insight Planning. He thinks the pushback to Weltner's proposal is less about parking and more about more chain restaurants moving into the neighborhood.
It seems like I've heard more about the character of the businesses that are there. That's an issue that's not so much a city planning sort of regulatory question. That's more of a business recruitment, business development type of issue.
But as Serta points out, change is inevitable.
Having a debate over one particular site, irrespective of how it turns out, can be really important in shaping the overall future of an area.
The parking lot closed last week. The day after I stopped for a drink at Kelly's, a chain link fence went up on the site. Weltner's plan is moving forward, but the conversation about the future of Westport continues. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.